Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. No problems.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. I just had to get some new glasses, man.
I know. No.
How do I look at them? You like them?
Yeah. I think I've seen you. Are those new ones? You've had them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had another pair that you wore for like, I don't know.
A couple weeks.
A day or two. Yeah. I don't remember how long it was. But I come back today and you're wearing, are they reading glasses?
They are.
Okay, because from a distance, I feel like I must, this can't work. Don't I look big or like blurry or does it work?
It works.
Said from there, it does? Okay, I thought reading glasses were just for looking at stuff up close.
Well, I got to look at the text line. And
yeah, okay.
It's fine.
What do you think, Soko?
What do you think?
I think it looks cool on him.
Looks like the guy we just talked about. The Department of blah, blah, blah. The Department Rick Perry, right?
Yeah, Rick Perry.
I look like Rick Perry? That's
well, they're kind of
his
glasses, right? I think that's the same kind of glasses.
That's what I was going for, the old Rick Perry look.
I think it's the classic look.
So everything else is okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You?
I'm good. No problems. Yeah. I got a little worried when I didn't see you yesterday, but I know that you were busy.
I texted you and said I was at the doctor.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, I didn't know the details, and then I saw you today, and so I was relieved because I didn't know. But
I'm fine.
Just, you know, I know when you go to the doctor, they tell you, as they do everyone, I mean, you know, the you, not just being you, but everyone, they tell you, oh, quit smoking if you still smoke.
Oh, yeah.
But also...
Well, they did tell me that.
Right, I'm sure they did, but the last time you quit smoking... You had a bit of hypochondria.
Well, I haven't quit smoking, so.
Right.
I'm thinking about it.
So I know that's probably like the one thing.
My doctor's more worried about my hypochondria than he is anything else. How
right.
about that?
Oh, that's okay, good, because that's what I was going to say. I'm a little worried about that as well as the, you know, whatever else is, you know. I'm sure you have plenty of things that you get nervous about when you have a physical done at blood work. I know I do. I about passed out when I opened my envelope last week. But I'm just afraid that if they tell you, hey, because the first time I ever got blood work done, I think I was like, you know, 30 or something like that. And when it came back, I don't even remember what it said, but something wasn't perfect, which just made me feel really, you know.
Well, there's a lot going on. You know, my vision's getting a little bit worse. You know, our contracts aren't done.
Right.
You know, look, there's a little bit of stress.
It's a lot at once is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and that's what I was going to ask. But like when I had that first batch done, I was like, for at least a month or so, I was eating real healthy. Probably, actually, I wasn't eating healthy because I was eating so little, but I wasn't eating any sugar at all.
Right, sure.
You know, everything I was constantly reading. Well, you remember.
Of course.
You were here. I was here. I was looking at salt. Because that's probably, I think that's what it was. I probably had slightly elevated blood pressure like that day or something.
Right.
So I was like not eating canned anything.
Well, I'm not overly concerned.
Okay. Good.
But the blurry vision did freak me out a little bit.
Okay, so that's what made you a little bit nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said you should wear your glasses.
Yeah. That's usually what they say. You know,
it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. What did you were worried that maybe they would say, well, look, I mean, look, I'm a hypochondriac too, so I get it. I'm guessing there's myriad things you thought they might say, like you're going blind, and you're going to be completely blind in about 20 minutes because you're having a stroke or whatever it is.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I was watching something.
Well, they didn't say that, so we're good.
You're good. And you seem, you know, other than everything else that's going on, the contracts and work stuff, you seem?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You seem like you're okay.
I feel okay. You're starting to freak me out,
well,
though.
You freaked me out a little bit when I saw you today, and I just thought I was trying to get a read.
Because I had glasses on. I was like, well, you know, my vision's blurry. What the hell's going on? I don't have contracts. I went to the doctor. You know, they looked at everything. I said, you know, wear your glasses.
Right, and I was very relieved to hear that they said that everything was okay. So then I was like, but then I felt like I expected you to be a little bit more upbeat considering that they told you everything was okay. And then I thought, he must be stressed about work, contracts, all that stuff.
Well, it's a lot all at once, but it's fine.
Yeah. Do you have your, don't you have that thing?
Is
that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I got a dinner tonight. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I forgot about that dinner until today.
How did you forget about it? Every day, I'm like, how many days left?
I was thinking about it every day for a while, and then I just kind of forgot over the weekend.
As soon as he told me that he had the dinner, I just thought, okay, well, we probably have, and I think like this, like we probably have this many days of doing this job left. And then I've just been counting down. And then I thought yesterday when Lazo said he was at the doctor, I was like, oh, God.
I know.
It's only about 24 hours away, and he must have, you know, had some sort of major panic attack or a stroke or something because his dinner is getting so close. I thought it must be related to the dinner, but it wasn't. I mean, maybe it was.
Know. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, here we are, and we won't know until we know. And what can you do?
It is what it is. I just put these glasses on.
Are you supposed to leave early?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, like, are you going alone? Do you know any details? Are you allowed to tell us what the...
Well, are you going to text us after dinner? Please do.
It depends on the
news.
I can't
wait overnight.
You can tell Snowcone if you want, but, you know, depending on the news, maybe decide how you break it to me. I know you're one of those people, though. That's the problem, is Lazo has said publicly, if he's going to die... He just assumed that it's, you know, some sort of an end of the world type event.
I don't
want
to go to a Holocaust, is that you're saying?
An end of the world type event.
I put the glasses on and everybody immediately knows I'm a Jew.
Oh,
they're like, look at him. That's a Freudian slip on your part, and I know it. I know it's rude.
Sorry, I apologize. Hopefully that's not where
I get that
from.
Seth Rogen thing, and then you start throwing out Holocaust. Well, I hope. Dinner does not turn into Holocaust, if that's what you're asking.
I meant to say apocalypse, but so...
But I had the glasses on, and the Jew thing came to mind.
Jesus, okay, I'm sorry. But the reason being is because if no one's left behind living without you, then you don't feel like you're missing out on so much. But also, couldn't part of it be just that, you know, you don't feel as sorry for yourself because everyone else is doing it, which brings me back to the dinner. If there's bad news, maybe you'll just immediately be like, dude, like you're gonna want to share that news if it's bad news. You're going to want to share it if it's good news, but if it's bad news, you're going to...
So that we can all just be reasonable together.
Yeah, right?
I might hold that in for a little bit.
If you could.
Don't.
Why? Why do you want to know?
Because I'm going to be stressing about it all night.
I would try to formulate a game plan to make you guys feel better.
Just let him come up with something, even if it is just, you know, something to say.
You can just go home tonight and just watch TV and go to sleep and not think about it?
No, I'm going to be thinking about it. I didn't forget about it like you did, so I have been thinking about it.
But wouldn't you like to know, like, as soon as...
No, that's the same thing with, wouldn't you want your doctor to let you know that if, you know, there's something wrong with you early? No, because I still have plausible deniability, right? If I don't know for sure... That I'm
okay. Well, text me.
Sick.
I'll
maybe
text
I'm not
you.
Actually
Thank
sick.
You.
Yeah, and so we've worked this up. Maybe I can just convince myself. That
I'm
going to
tell him it's bad news, no matter what it is.
I think you should.
I thought about. Damn it.
And now you're not going to know because he told you he's going to tell
I
you
know.
That no matter what. You're going to have to go with
I'm
it for a while now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to like double down and triple.
We'll
down.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Are we supposed to like give the phone number and all that stuff?
Yeah, you should do that. You know it.
Do I know it? Am I getting it right? 913-568.
No, Jesus Christ. You need my glasses?
Oh, sorry. That's wrong. 586-7965. 913-586-7965. Text us.
This
tell
is
Lazo
the Church of
Laszlo.
Okay. I'm Laszlo. That's Slim Fast. Snow Cone in the other room.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.